step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Illustrated Media Podcast. I am your host, Jimmy Traina. Thank you for listening. We are doing an all Traina Thoughts episode this week. We did this one before, I think, around Thanksgiving. But I got my buddy, Sal Licata from SNY-TV and WFAN Radio New York, joining me for the full pod with a slew of topics to cover. Before we get into it and I intro Sal properly, if you missed last week's episode, we had Andrew Marshan on. Talked about the Tom Brady to Fox deal and a bunch of sports media news topics. 2 weeks ago, Katie Nolan. 3 weeks ago, Ryan Russillo. 4 weeks ago, Kenny Smith. All right here on the SI Media Podcast. If you missed any of those, go into the archives, check them out, subscribe, rate, and review. All right, let's get into this week's episode. Sal Licata joining me for our full Train of Thoughts episode. Sal, how are you?
Good. This is an honor to be a full episode here. This is great.
Had a lot of topics to get into. Figured we'd run through them and go through some stuff. The pod comes out on Thursdays and the NFL schedule was released on Thursday. So I've written about it in Train of Thoughts, but have not spoken about the NFL schedule. Wanted to get into that a little bit. We've had fun with I love the holiday games. You hate them because you need to be with your wife and your daughter.
Unfortunately.
There we go. There's one. So let me get into a couple of things. So Christmas, Thanksgiving, the three Thanksgiving games, Bills at Lions, Giants at Cowboys, and then at night, Patriots at Vikings. What were your initial thoughts on those?
Love the Giants and Cowboys matchup. You know, for me locally, that's a big deal. So I like having, see, I don't have a problem with Thanksgiving football because that's always been the case. That's just, you know what you're getting into. I like the fact that we have the Bills and something to watch with Josh Allen taking on the Lions because we know it's never about the Lions. So at least we get the Bills as our appetizer. We can see them squash Detroit. Then we get a prime matchup with the Cowboys and Giants. Even though the Giants aren't going to be very good, that's still, to me, an appealing matchup. And then the night game I couldn't really care less about. I'll be checked out watching either Home Alone or Miracle on 34th Street at that particular point.
So you have a lot of takes there that I have some issues with. One thing I should note, the Lions have no primetime games this year. So this is your only chance to see them nationally.
Thankfully.
Which, I don't know, I think they're going to be a little better than they were last year. But to me, I've gone through this. Maybe we'll go through it again in November. They shouldn't be playing on Thanksgiving anymore. It's over and done with. But, you know, I don't remember if it was – I think it was – it might have been someone else. I don't want to say name. Someone of high stature did tell me on this podcast, you know, they're going to get 25, 30 million for that game, even with the Lions as being as bad as they are. So they might as well just bury the Lions there. I'm surprised you're so high on Giants. You know, I don't know what the Giants are going to be. So I have a hard time getting, I'm not saying that's a bad game. I'm saying that game for me is a question mark because I don't know what the Giants are going to be.
Right. And they may be lousy and I don't expect them to be any good. And who knows if Daniel Jones will be healthy. And even if he is, he's good. But for me personally, it's an intriguing matchup. that I have interest in because of the local team. So whether they're good or not, to see them on that stage, it's better than watching another Cowboys and Commanders matchup. Like I'm sick of that. Or Cowboys and Raiders, an AFC team. I like that the Giants, New York market, getting involved on Thanksgiving.
You're on the home angle there.
Correct.
Yeah. I love Pats and Vikings to close out Christmas night. I mean, here you have Christmas. It's supposed to be all warm and fuzzy. Santa Claus. Let's end it with Bill Belichick. Give me a little
Bill Christmas Belichick. Christmas night now or Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. Same concept. Thanksgiving. Right. You got the nice holiday.
Well, you start getting ready face. For Christmas.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Here comes Bill Belichick to cap off your Thanksgiving. I love it.
Now, I think that's the best matchup of the three, probably, as far as competition goes. But that's a tough sell, that game, for me. You watching football all day.
Oh, yeah. I'm in that one. I love it. They've been doing Falcons Saints a lot on Thanksgiving, right?
Correct.
Falcons,
hate it.
And you're a Falcons fan. So
I hate it when they do that, the Thursday. unless the team's really good. And like I said, it's just a lot all day long. You get home, you want to watch a movie and relax or whatever. But
No, football. No movies. All right.
Or go shopping, you know, Black Friday, go to the store a little late.
Yeah, right.
I know
you would never do that. All right. Christmas Eve, you have one game at night, which is Raiders at Steelers. Now, Sal and I are both Italians who celebrate Christmas Eve way more than Christmas Day. Christmas Eve is a much bigger deal in my family. Same with Sal, with the fishes and all that on Christmas Eve. But Raiders Steelers, the Steelers, I think, are going to have some issues with because Trubisky and a rookie, a quarterback. But that's a game I will have on for sure.
Now, will you bet the game?
Oh, absolutely.
See, because there's a difference of, like, if I happen to, and I will say right now, I think that there is no chance I will watch any football on Christmas Eve. That is the one, like, I'm not messing around with. I don't want to be distracted. So betting it, forget about that. Because now if you're betting it, now you're into it. It's not just on in the background. Now it's, oh, you're into this game. So Christmas Eve for me is a non-starter. I won't mess with any games that day.
I'll be locked in. Excuse the car. And then the next day on Sunday, Christmas Day, three games, first time ever, if I'm not mistaken. Packers at Dolphins, Broncos at Raiders, and then Bucks Cardinals, a little Tom Brady to cap off your Christmas.
The way that I would say I will watch those games is I will likely be betting on them, and I will likely have them on. Now, locked in the way that I would on a football Sunday, no, because it'll be at my in-laws' house, but, be there with the family. You want to have a little escape, a little distraction. I'll definitely be betting those games and watching or have them on in the back.
I like getting Tom Brady on Christmas night. That's a nice way to cap off Christmas in Arizona. We don't know yet what they're going to be, so that's interesting. I'm going to make a point here that I'm 100% stealing. A caller actually had brought this up. I think Dog brought it up himself. Chris Mad Dog Russo on SiriusXM brought up this point on Monday. And I thought it was a really great point that I had not thought of. Here you have it, Christmas Day, okay, in December. And the three games are in Miami, Las Vegas, and Arizona, all hot weather places where you don't have any bad weather, where what I think would draw people in on Christmas Day is a snow game, a bad weather game. You know, that adds so much to it. We saw it, I think, this past Christmas Day when it was Browns Packers in Lambeau on Christmas Day. You have the frigid weather, you want to be outside in the cold in December. That adds so much to the television aspect of it. So I thought that was a good point by Dog that the three games are going to have nice weather, which is a little, weird on December 25th.
Yeah, you don't want to – for me, I mean, maybe it's just us being the East Coast bias there, but on Christmas you feel cold, you feel that December weather. I'm with you. I'd rather watch a game in Lambeau or in the snow or in the elements as opposed to Miami on Christmas Day.
Right. And one thing on the schedule is just – I wrote this. If you didn't see it, you could search for it in my archives. But I thought ESPN gets their best schedule for Monday Night Football in ages. And, they have Buck and Aikman there now, and obviously they have extra playoff games. So the NFL is trying to take care of ESPN. So good job there. And Thursday with Amazon is what you'd expect. It's
It's not that bad. You and I talked about it. We met up on the train randomly last Thursday night.
Yeah.
We were going over the schedule. It's not, to me, I looked it over. It's not that bad. Is it Premiere? No. Yeah.
It's not Premiere. You have a lot of, you got to get this team.
Well, the Jets Jaguars is that's the one that's like, oh god, you get
Jets Jaguars would be fine if they put it on in like week three, but they're putting it on in week 16. That's what's a little scary about it.
Right, there would be no interest in that game. And I will tell you that for the first time in a long time, I'm into the Monday Night Football games because I love Buck and Aikman.
Right.
So I'm glad that the schedule will be better, but I love Buck and Aikman in particular. I'm more into the Monday Night games. Although I guess we're going to have an issue with the Manning cast now.
Well, and you will have 10 Manning casts throughout the year as well. Now, I think you'll probably – I wonder if they'll give you maybe 9 or even 8 in the regular season and save one of the 2 Manning casts for the postseason now that they got some playoff games at ESPN.
Will you still go Manning cast even over Buck and Aikman?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a really good question. I got to just see how it plays out. I think it's going to be like a week to week thing. Like, oh, this game, I'll watch Buck and Aikman. Oh, they got this guest. Let me put it on. Oh, I don't like this guest. I'll go back. You know, what am I betting? How heavy is my bet? I want to be locked in on Buck and Aikman so I know what's going on with the downs. There's a lot of factors. I think it's a week to week thing. Another topic I wanted to get into. I wrote about this in today's Train of Thoughts. Have you seen this story about Phil Mickelson? We all know Phil Mickelson, the U.S., the PGA is this week not playing in it. You know, there's all these stories about his gambling issues, $40 million in debt, supposedly, according to a book by Alan Chipnuck. Did you read how he used to bet with Gary McCord of CBS during tournaments?
I just saw the headline. It said, with a wad of 20s.
The caddy would look up to McCord, who would flash fingers. Like he would hold up 3 fingers, meaning 3-1, he makes this shot. 2-1, he makes this putt. And then with the water, I mean, the fact that that was going on during tournaments makes me like Phil Mickelson a little bit more. I had no feelings for Phil Mickelson, but the fact that he'd be so bold and so outrageous, we all have... know that feeling of having that itch that needs to be scratched.
Right. But all seriousness, and I've always been a Phil fan, and this is not going to deter me from being a Phil fan, but don't you think that when it gets to that extreme, like he may have a problem. We joke around, and I know I've had problems too, but like that, he's got a problem. He's got a major problem.
If the $40 million is accurate, yes, he has. And yes, if he's betting, I know what I should have looked into, and I don't know this, is like, is that illegal? They told him to, I think CBS told McCord to stop from what he told in that story. But I don't know, this isn't like betting on sports. It's an individual sport. And if you're betting on yourself, I don't know. I guess right. they obviously don't want it. I mean, it's not going to be condoned. But the outlandishness of it is, you know, and I think also McCord not doing him any favors, I think, telling that story.
Yeah, that book is going to be juicy. I mean, I know we're getting a lot of info now, but that seems like even if you're a casual golf fan, it's going to be a must-read book.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft, and iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Staying on this betting theme, FanDuel put out a tweet this week asking for your, they asked people what their worst bet ever was. Do you have one? Because when I saw that, I'll let you think and I'll talk for a second. When I saw that, I was like, oh, I want to answer this. And, you know, and I'm thinking, it's like, how could you pick one? I've got a million. there's bad bets that you make, and then there's bad losses that you have. You know, I made a bet once, my friend Diesel, I don't know the details, but he knows this well. I bet Serena Williams in the US Open maybe 5-6 years ago, where she was like minus, you know, like 670 or something, and lost the bet. I lost a baseball bet once when a guy threw a wild pitch on an intentional walk. So like, it's hard to pick one.
Right.
But I was wondering if you have one that stands out.
A couple come to mind. Now, remember, there's different layers, as you just said, or different levels to what constitutes a bad bet. The result, the amount that you bet and lost. I'll tie a couple in together. One was I was at the Yankee game, as a matter of fact, with Francesa, the Luis Castillo drop pop-up game.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet the Mets money line to win. Now, it wasn't a ton of money, but the Mets were underdogs. The game was over. Like, they should have won the game. Pop up, Luis Castillo drops it. The Teixeira comes around and scores. So not only did my Mets lose, I was there in Yankee Stadium, and I lost the bet. The other one would be the Rutgers-Louisville game, where I went and bet huge, like way over my head, on Louisville, thinking there's no way Louisville's losing. Remember at the time, you know, Bobby Petrino, the team was loaded. I'm pretty sure that was the timeline. And then Pandemonium and Piscataway. That's and I'm on hand to see it. It got to a point where it was so bad that I just had to join the crowd and start going, it's another Rutgers first down. And I'm like, oh, my God, I just lost at the time. And I'll give you the number so you know. I'm making literally no money. And I bet like $700 on this game. It was either five or maybe I bet five and lost seven. And I was making $25 a year. I had not paid you know what to you know what in. And I lost that.
You could say pots of pissing. Yeah. I just can't even. Oh, my God. That's the famous Chris Carlin.
Yes.
Pandemonium. And you were there in. See, this is where you and I think are different on this, because we've talked about this for so many years. I could never in my life bet that much money on a game that I would attend, because I don't want to be in that bad of a mood while I'm at a game like that.
Correct. It ruined it. It changed the whole. I should have been going there rooting for Rutgers. What do I care about Louisville? And instead, Rutgers has the greatest win in program history. And I am out, you know, whatever, how much money it was, $500-$700. Ridiculous.
That's bad.
The only, and college football's got me in trouble too. That's when I really first started betting big money that I didn't have at the time. Right. I remember another one, like Notre Dame, Syracuse first half. I'm like, there's no way Syracuse can compete in this game. And yet they do. And they didn't cover the first half. Just nightmares. But you're right. You can't pick just one.
It's impossible. I can pick one a week. all right. Good stuff there on the betting. I want to get to another topic here. We've got some audio. We got to play it. And before we play it, let me just say this. So if you're on Twitter or on the internet, you know, Pat Beverly was on ESPN all week and lit up Chris Paul. And here's my thing. Forget who Pat Beverly is, what his stats are, what Chris Paul's stats are. As someone who writes a daily column every day, I love a good sports quote. A good sports quote is one of my favorite things. Like, I think I've said my all-time favorite sports quote is one time they asked Kobe about taking, I don't know, 40, 50 shots in a game, or maybe how many shots in a season. And he's like, I had Chris Mim, Kwame Brown, and someone else on the team. What did you expect me to do? I mean, it's just a phenomenal quote. So having said that, let's play a little clip here of Pat Beverly on First Take this week talking about Chris Paul.
Do guys in the NBA go to sleep early the night before playing the Phoenix Suns? Hell no. No.
You mean as a team, or would you talk about Chris Paul individually?
Chris Paul individually.
Okay.
No. I'm going to Steak 44 over there in Phoenix. I'm going to have me a nice little wine, probably sweat it out. And but the pregame shoot around and get ready for Chris Paul. Steph Curry, I'm going to bed at 8:00. Mom, don't call me. My girl, don't call me. I'm locked in right now.
That is an all-time quote right there.
That's all-time disrespect. Disrespect at the highest level.
So I knew when I heard that quote, I said, Sal's not going to like that. He's not going to like a Pat Beverly level player speaking about a Chris Paul level player. I mean, you're 100% right. It's full of disrespect. But I love the comparison of I go out for a steak and wine. I go to bed at 8 and tell my girl not to call me. That we give me more of those quotes, please, in the sports world. Excellent job there by Pat Beverly.
Because a lot of times we've assumed certain things, and Beverly, they're pulling back the curtain a little bit, and you hear it. Now, I don't think that he meant that literally, but guys do think like, oh, we're playing this team. I don't have to worry about it that much. But if you're playing the Warriors and Steph Curry, you better be locked in. So, yeah, I thought that was an interesting, you know, an interesting quote. And then, you know, to have the Suns go out the way that they did, that is, as much as I love Chris Paul, that is one of the worst losses of all time. How are you a Suns fan after that? Game 7 at home, they lose by 40? I mean, that is embarrassing. So there's nothing Paul could say back.
Yeah. The ratings were good, which I don't understand on any level. But, man, Sunday got destroyed in both games. The Bucks game stunk in the second half. And then that game, obviously. I mean, that game, you ended up watching it for the train wreck aspect of it. I would have liked the close game, but then you're watching and going, holy shit, how bad is this going to get? And I couldn't shut it off.
Yeah, that's why you need to watch. Get into hockey, like that listener was saying. You got to get into hockey. All those game sevens were close. The two basketball games were blowouts. Embarrassing.
I know. But meanwhile, they got good ratings for it. It's unbelievable.
Doesn't
it's
make crazy. Sense.
All right, a couple other things here.
But maybe because people bet in those same game parlays and need, you know, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Couple of things on some upcoming shows that were announced. Want to get your take. The ESPN announced they're going to do a 30 for 30 on the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. Does that pique your interest?
Yes, because that's my wheelhouse of being a sports fan. I love that team. They had great personalities, best defense that I've ever seen. I know everybody always references the 85 Bears. Well, for me, when I reference great defense, I would say, oh, they're not the 2000 Ravens. That team is intriguing. So, yeah, I mean, is it the most exciting thing ever? But no, I'm into that. I'm definitely into that.
Yeah, I'm into it. I think it's, you know, you have a team that won the Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer as a quarterback. So I like that angle of it. I mean, I think I don't know if ESPN said this or someone else, you know, the you know, one of the baddest, most toughest, wildest teams. Well, first of all, that's the 90s Cowboys. That's who we need a 30 for 30 on. But I think this will be good. I'm looking forward to this. Like you
maybe,
said,
maybe we could get, you know, Perlman wrote that book about the Cowboys.
Right.
And he wrote the book about the Lakers that winning time. Off of. Yeah, maybe we could get that based off the Cowboys. I would watch that. That'd be tremendous, right. Too.
That would be really good. And the other thing that was announced is that Tom Brady is going to be the subject of a roast on Netflix. Now, the issue here is Brady is an executive producer. So I don't know if – now, I will say this. I said this on Twitter. If the roast is going to be a million deflate gate jokes, it's not going to be funny and I'm not going to be amused. Now, you also have the angle of, you know, is Brady going to say no deflate gate jokes or keep the deflate gate? You know, he's a producer, so he can control it. But I still think, listen, if they say, you know, I don't know the date, I'm making this up, don't quote me, you know, January 10th, Netflix releases a comedy, a roast of Tom Brady, I'm going to watch it. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I was a little confused by that. I'm not big into the roasts. I think Yeah, I mean, some of them have been funny at times, but some of them are just, it seems too fake, too scripted. And in this particular case, what are you going to roast Tom Brady on? So, and like you said, your point, he's an executive producer. It's just, to me, I probably will not. Maybe I'll check it out of curiosity, but it's not something I'm interested in.
Oh, I think there's a lot there people can make fun of him about. It's just a matter of whether, you know, they go there.
How? The dude's one of the best looking guys in the world. He's married to a supermodel. He's got 100 Super Bowl victories. I mean, he's made all this money. Well, I mean, what are you going to roast him on? Bitcoin taking a dive?
His whole TB12 thing and how much he must hate his family if he keeps, you know, he just signed a 10-year deal with Fox. He unretired in 5 seconds.
Avocado ice cream. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Know. Right. No, what you're saying is 100% true. It's a matter of can maybe real comedians make something funny out of those topics.
Like, is Jeff Ross going to be doing the honors? That might
I would doubt it since it's Netflix and he's Comedy Central, but I don't know the answer to that.
a guy like that or a woman like that who's not afraid to get nasty. That's what does, right. That's what makes the roast good, real and right. nasty.
Well, that I mean, the ultimate person would be Ricky Gervais because go watch his like Golden Globe things. But like they're not going to let Ricky Gervais roast Tom Brady. It's just
now that I would watch anything Gervais does. I love. So that I would watch.
Yeah, I'm with you on there. I wish he did more. I feel like he doesn't do enough.
What about the I don't know if you're going to get to this or not, but it just made me think of it. What about the Netflix Letterman show with Durant? That's coming out soon now, too, right? Season two, I guess, or whatever season
it's
up to.
I think it's three. Okay. You know, I've enjoyed that Letterman interview show on Netflix. But I mean, if I'm being honest, I only watch the ones where I'm somewhat interested in the person he's interviewing. If I'm not interested in the person he's interviewing, I usually skip the episodes. But the ones I've seen, you know, Dave is just great at having a conversation. You know,
Durant talking about weed in the NBA right. and his use and admitting to being high while Dave was doing the interview, that's probably going to be an interesting one, at the very least that one.
Yeah. I feel like that's not shocking. I mean, I think maybe it's shocking to people our age because it used to be taboo for so long, but I don't think anyone under 30 gets shocked by that anymore.
Yeah.
But us old people, we get shocked. I wouldn't even say we're not shocked, but, you know, there was that famous press conference that Durant did where Letterman crashed it. I guess this is part of that. Where he said, why do they call you KD? And then he said, what percent do you plan on giving this season? So
he's best.
Yeah. So if they incorporate that stuff in there, I think that'll be, you know, it's interesting. I didn't plan to bring this up as a topic, but since we're talking about Letterman, James Corden announced he's going to step away next year from that 12:30 slot.
Really? Ritz,
yeah. You didn't know this?
No. What's he going to do?
Not the Late Late Show. He's had enough. So he's doing one more year.
Huh.
I like that I could break that news to you. And and I read something today where some CBS bigwigs said this is not definite. This is not happening. But they're thinking that they might not just go with like one host and maybe do like rotating hosts. Because in this day and age of streaming and YouTube and social media, no one's watching TV at 12:30 in the morning on CBS to watch the Late Show. So having that one host may not be as big a deal. What do you think about that plan?
No, I don't like that. I think from a viewer standpoint, from a show standpoint, all of the above, you have to have some kind of continuity and consistency. There should be one person. You're going to rotate people in. The scheduling for that could be a disaster. People don't really know what they're watching. Even if you just see clips of it, there's got to be one host. I hate that idea. It should be one host and that's that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's okay. Sorry for the coughing. I need a throat lozenger. I think it's okay to experiment in that time slot. So it doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you. But I do like the idea. Like, you know, when James Corden came on the scene, no one knew who he was. And then he blew up into this big thing. And
yeah, well, that's the thing. Hire somebody. There's got to be one person that's qualified to do that job more so than somebody else. Hire them and they'll become a star. And if they, you know, the show's done the right way, it doesn't need to be a rotation. That's so stupid. And by the way, how are you going to get a rotation of people to do that? Think of the commitments and scheduling nightmares for somebody to that level.
Now, see, there I think you're way off because I think if you're a comedian, you'll take any gig you can get. So if they say, you know, this person's going to fill in this week, this person's doing it, that you know, you get four people a month for a week.
I think
comedians would sign up for that in a heartbeat because it's good, you know, good. You know, good publicity.
From a viewer standpoint, and I'll be honest, I stopped watching late night television for the most part when Letterman retired. I like Jimmy Kimmel, but I don't make it a point. And I don't know if I'm just too old for it or what, but, you know, my hours are different now anyway. But I love Letterman. I would watch him. Anybody else aside from Kimmel, I'm like, whatever. You catch the clip online, you laugh for a few seconds, and you move on. It's not what it used to be with Letterman and Leno. And 100%. if it's not one, you could throw whoever in there. But if it's not one person, then what's the draw to me? I don't.
100%. Also, if you're up at 12:30 a.m., you should be on the Odyssey app listening to Sal on WFAN.
Yeah.
Make sure we plug that properly.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless, from the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic. I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm trying to think, any other sports topics that we should discuss? Because I've got one last topic, but I think we've covered everything from a sports standpoint this week. The Drew Brees thing is really weird to me. Marshan reports that Brees is done with NBC. And me and Marshan got into this big time last week. If anyone didn't listen to it in the archives, where I didn't understand, you know, Marshan's been reporting that Fox maybe was interested in Brees, I guess maybe for like the number two gig if they bump up Greg Olson. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't understand what the appeal there is. And then now we hear that he's parting, you know, NBC and him not happening anymore. Supposedly he doesn't want to do studio, wants to do games. And then he came out with that really weird tweet that everyone took as a serious thing, but he was clearly kidding. Well, I mean, he was saying all this ridiculous stuff. So I don't know why anyone would have taken that tweet seriously. But
about also that he said it wasn't official or something like that, or he hasn't decided.
He said he may do games for NBC. He may return to the NFL.
Right.
No,
right,
okay. He may open the business or something. Like, it was all over the place. My thing is, like, I don't think he should be like giving up on his broadcasting career so soon. And I don't think networks should be turned off by him because he had one bad playoff game. But, you know, don't put him in like this prime spot yet. Let him get some
correct
work on
those guys used to be buried on the last game of whatever the NFL slate is. And you get to see them do a couple of games of, and I would know because growing up a Falcons fan, they always had the crappy announcing teams for the most part. So you would always see those new guys get worked in. That's how it should be. These guys now are getting guaranteed money. And Drew Brees is going to be the next star. Based on what exactly? Right. Because he was a good player? I mean, give me a break. So he's in over his head as a broadcaster. Haven't we learned with other guys in years past, not to reference anybody by name specifically, but there have been plenty of these guys who everybody thought was going to be the next great thing. Right. And then it turns out, hey, broadcasting is not that easy for most people. Not everybody's Tony Romo.
And people are going to apply that to Brady. But Fox is adding Brady, not just for him to call games. They're adding the Tom Brady name, the Tom Brady brand, the Tom Brady celebrity. It's a way bigger and different deal than anyone else you've ever seen. So don't compare it to that, because I know a lot of people will. One thing I just thought of, we can get into quick, and then we'll wrap, and then I'll bring something else up, and then we'll wrap. I've been very quiet the past couple of weeks because it became a big thing where every day on Twitter, I was getting all these tweets about my animosity for the streaming services, with baseball on Apple Friday nights, Peacock Sunday mornings, Yankees here in New York, every Friday night they're on Amazon Prime. I'm not talking NFL, I'm just talking baseball. Have you had any issues? Have you watched any of, like, have you put on Peacock on a Sunday morning? I'm going to guess no way.
No.
Have you put on Apple on a Friday night? No way.
Only once. Actually, I tried to go put Amazon on for the Yankees because they were on Amazon pretty regularly.
Right.
And it just became a hassle. And I was like, forget this. It's not even worth it. You know, signing in, the passcode, whatever. But the only time I watched Apple was the, I think that first one of the year with the Mets and.
Oh, that's right. They played the Scherzer. Yeah.
But that was it. And since then, it hasn't even been on my radar.
That's the reason I bring it up and what I want to say, because people keep asking about, like, oh, have you been watching it? What do you think of this? What do you think of this? It's amazing how easy it is to just not watch it and not care. Like, last Friday night was my dad's birthday. We go out to a restaurant, and I know the game's not going to be on any of the TVs because it's on Amazon Prime.
How are they handling that? Bars aren't having these games on?
I don't. Well, we went to a restaurant that had, like, a bar, but I don't know how the actual bars are handling it. I got to check.
A Friday night in the city with the Yankees not being able to be shown because they're on Amazon, that's a problem, no?
The problem is I'm not in the city anymore, so I can't investigate it. I got to go to, like, I'll go to the main event. And then there was another Friday night where they were on Prime and there's NBA playoff games on. I'm like, I'm just going to skip the Yankees for that. There's 162 Correct. Games. I'm just going to skip it.
Right.
It's amazing how easy it is to just, you know, when there's a game on, it's on one of my TVs every night, but if it's on a streaming service, it's so easy to skip.
Now, unless it was a huge game or a playoff game or the NFL, you said, you figure out a way, but like the random, and forget about like out of market, whatever market to be in, out of market baseball, there's no freaking chance.
Well, once the NBA is over for me and you're into the NHL as well, so maybe, you know, when those wrap up, then, okay, you'll put the Yankees on Amazon Prime on a Friday night when it's, you know, we're in the middle of July.
By the way, I will say that I feel like, and I don't know if it's just me and my schedule, but isn't a Friday night on Amazon worse? Like, if it were a Tuesday night or Wednesday night, I feel like there's a better shot. Friday night?
That's what I said from the beginning.
To make me work more on a Friday night, and I'm assuming the majority of people get home on a Friday, like to make me work to put the game on, I'm not doing it.
Right. That's how I feel. All right. Last topic. I have to bring this up because of our age, basically. But the biggest news on Wednesday that broke is that Carmen Electra, at 50 years old, has joined OnlyFans. Now, I know you would never subscribe. You're a married man. So I'm not, you know, let's not even go there. But I do feel like guys our age, when Carmen Electra was in her prime, if you want to say, you were either Pamela Anderson or Carmen Electra. That's what I feel like. Who were you? Who was the solid kind of choice back then?
Definitely not Pamela Anderson. My recollection, and by the way, just for the record, I really don't even know what OnlyFans is. I have an idea, but I don't
great
know.
Cover up. Great cover up.
I don't know 100%, but I remember, do you remember the show? What was Jenny McCarthy famous for when she got famous on MTV?
MTV. Something with the dating
singled
show.
Singled out. So singled she, out. Right. So when McCarthy, and I love Jenny McCarthy, when she left for Carmen Electra, it was, oh my God, who is this? And so I would always say, if you're giving me, you know, Carmen Electra versus Pamela Anderson, it would be Carmen Electra. And I thought, as much as I love Jenny McCarthy, I thought the show was upgraded with the addition of Carmen Electra.
The main reason I bring this up is because I just have to tell this story, because whenever I see the name Carmen Electra, I think of one thing and one thing only. And I just want to bring this up for nostalgia and the insanity of the Hot Clicks days. When I did Hot Clicks from 2007 to 2013, you know, it was a totally different time, different era, no Twitter, all that stuff. But thank God, knock on wood, Hot Clicks did so well that I actually did a contest once where the winner of the contest got their chest shaved in, not Central Park. What's the park in Midtown by the Garden? No, I can't think of the name.
Bryant Park?
Bryant Park by Carmen Electra. It was like through Gillette. So I had the Hot Clicks readers had to submit emails to me on why they deserve to get their chest shaved by Carmen Electra. Got all the hundreds of submissions, read them all, picked a winner. met up with the guy who read Hot Clicks and sent the email in the park, and Carmen Electra shaved his chest.
And that you was, were there on hand to see it?
Yeah, I had to organize it. It was my column. It was, you know, it was a Hot Clicks thing. There are pictures somewhere.
We've been friends for years. I've never, yeah. You met Carmen Electra?
Well, I have to be a professional. I can't pick you as the winner.
No,
you're my
no,
friend.
No.
That would be illegal.
No, but I'm saying I didn't even know that you met her.
I mean, it was a very brief, you know. And,
did you,
know,
you get a pic? Like a Larry David type pic?
There's a picture. So there's a picture somewhere. Yeah, there's a picture somewhere. But the pictures are really of the Hot Clicks fan who got his chest shaved in the middle of the park. So
I was not aware of that. That's great.
The moral of the story is I miss the Hot Clicks days in a big way. That's why I brought up Carmen Electra joining OnlyFans.
Yeah, right. And I wonder if she'll be shaving anybody's chest on OnlyFans, which I'm sure will be a possibility.
If people pay, you know, that's usually what matters. All right, Sal, appreciate you giving us an extended train of thoughts today. Enjoy the NHL playoffs, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. That wraps it up for this edition of the SI Media Podcast. My thanks to Sal Licata. Again, if you missed any previous episodes, dip into the archive, subscribe, rate, and review. Andrew Marchand last week, Katie Nolan 2 weeks ago, Ryan Russillo 3 weeks ago, Kenny Smith 4 weeks ago, all right here on the SI Media Podcast. All right, that wraps it up. We'll see you next week. Stay safe and take care.
Selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.